This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden says he's again made clear to Russian President Vladimir Putin that Moscow must crack down on cyber criminals acting in Russia. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
When they met last month in Geneva, the president told Putin he must act. But cyber attacks continue. And during an hour-long call today, the president says he gave Putin a reminder.
When grand cooperation is coming from historically, it's not sponsored by the state. Expect them to act if you give them enough information to act on who that is.
The president tells reporters the talk went well and he's optimistic. But when asked if there will be consequences for cyber attacks,
yes.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Taliban said on Friday it had seized control of 85% of Afghanistan, with fighters tightening their grip on strategic areas. Government officials, however, dismissed the assertion by the Sunni Muslim insurgent group. We get more from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Local Afghan officials said Taliban fighters had captured an important district in Herat province, home to tens of thousands of minority Shiite Hazaras. Torgundi, a northern town on the border with Turkmenistan, was also captured by the Taliban overnight, Afghan and Taliban officials said. A Taliban delegation is in Moscow, seeking to address its fears that radical Islamists could infiltrate Central Asia. As fighting continued, the World Health Organization said at least 18.4 million people require humanitarian assistance, including 3.1 million children at risk of acute malnutrition.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. In a unanimous vote, the UN Security Council approved a draft resolution Friday to keep humanitarian aid flowing for another year from Turkey to millions of people in northwestern Syria. In a rare twist, the U.S. and Russia came together to put forward the compromise resolution, which reauthorizes the use of the Bab al-Hawa crossing point for another 6 months. It had been due to expire on Saturday. Linda Thomas-Greenfield is the U.S. UN ambassador.
Today's vote is an important moment. It's a moment for millions of Syrians who will not have to worry about starving to death in the coming weeks.
More than 3.4 million people live in the area outside Syrian government control, serviced by the 1,000 aid trucks that cross through Bab al-Hawa each month. The confirmed death toll in the collapse of a Florida condominium tower rose to 79 Friday after workers recovered an additional 14 bodies and reduced the pile of rubble down to nearly ground level. A total of 61 people remain missing and are feared dead in the concrete and steel ruins of the 12-story building in the oceanfront town of Surfside. The number of missing could change, as it remains possible that not all were in the building when it abruptly crumbled to the ground in the early hours of June 24th. Officials have yet to determine the cause of the disaster. A statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee that became a rallying point for white supremacists and helped inspire an infamous 2017 rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, will be taken off its pedestal and sent to storage. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Protective fencing is in place to take it down. This is the same monument that set off a violent white supremacist rally in Charlottesville in 2017 over a push to remove it. The United the Right rally led to brawls in the streets. An avowed white supremacist and admirer of Adolf Hitler intentionally plowed his car into a crowd of people. A woman was killed. The city of Charlottesville had to wait until resolution of a lawsuit to order the statue's removal. Also being taken down, a statue of Confederate General Thomas Stonewall Jackson. A city councilor in Charlottesville says there was a determination to make sure the violence of 2017 was not in vain. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street, the three major U.S. stock indexes rallied to record closing highs Friday. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 1.3%. The S&P rose by 1.13%. The NASDAQ added 0.98%. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.